Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Try saying that three times. With me tonight is Kat Darden. She is from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Are you in Fort Worth, Kat?
Fort Worth, uh-huh.
Fort Worth. Kat is here with us tonight as a practicing psychic. She is truly worldwide traveled and worldwide known for her work. And since this is Predictions Month, she's going to share her predictions with us. Kat was a guest at the Psychic Fair a couple of weekends ago and was on the prediction panel that night. So she has her predictions all ready for us, and she told me a while ago that some of them are already coming true. So that's exciting for practicing psychics. In a few moments, I'll give you the phone numbers for you to call in. We invite you to call in and ask her questions, either just general psychic questions or prediction stuff. We have two different numbers. One is a worldwide number, and the other one is a number for USA and Canada. We share a phone number now. This is Kat Darden and Elaine Ireland on Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. Welcome, Kat. I'm so glad you're here with me tonight.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
I understand you've been under the weather a little bit. Are you getting well?
Yes, much better since I caught a bug.
I asked Kat, since what?
I had a bug, I guess.
Bless your heart. Sometimes Kat, for those out there that don't know her yet, sometimes she gets stuff in her throat and her chest, and it's hard for her to talk. So I'm glad we didn't have to deal with that tonight. I'm just so glad to have you here. Kat was supposed to be guest earlier in the year or towards the latter part of last year and couldn't for one reason or another. So I'm glad that you're finally here. How do you get your predictions? First of all, how long have you been doing your psychic work?
Okay, number one, I don't consider myself a per se psychic. I'm a visionary because I get all my everything I do is about vision and energy work. And I have flashes, like sometimes I'm like watching the news, and sometimes in my sleep I get dreams and visions of what's going to come, and it'll be like a flash, and a few days later it's on the TV, and I'm thinking, I've already read that. How come they're just now showing it? But I've always been doing it professionally probably about 26 years.
Wow.
And I use no tool except energy. Pardon me?
Truly world-traveled folks
totally.
Out there.
I have clients from all over the world, yes.
Yeah, that's important for...
Go ahead.
It's important for people to know that because too many professionals toss that word around in worldwide known, and Kat truly is under that list. So you've traveled to Japan and where else?
Well, I've been England, several places, actually. People hear about me word of mouth. It's all word of mouth, and that's the best advertisement you can get. People talk about me because I don't know what you put down, but I do the murder cases and find missing people, and I do it all. I talk, see mm-hmm. the deceased loved ones and everything, but tonight we're doing the world predictions.
And Kat will... We'll have Kat back on later in the year and concentrate in another area of her work. But tonight, you can call worldwide. That phone number is 877-489-6350. But if you live here in the United States or if you live in Canada, you need to call 1-888-288-4494. Worldwide, 877-489-6350, and if you live here in the United States or Canada, call 1-888-288-4494. How do you get your you're the visionary, but when you sit down to create predictions, do you just sit down and say, okay, I want prediction information, or does it come to you over a period of time after you've sent the question to the universe? How does that work for you?
A little of both, actually. I start getting, when I ask, when I first started doing world predictions a few years ago, I would ask Spirit to reveal to me what was going to happen that year. And they gave me year to year. like when California and Japan had the earthquake, I saw the headlines like over 5,000 people would die in Japan that year in my sleep. And now they don't. The last few years, it's like there's no time. Time has speeded up. And I did the 9/11 a year and a half before it happened. And the tsunami, I predicted that, and I said our Earth would literally shift 96, and it did, 96 feet, when we had that earthquake that created the tsunami. But once I start, it's like they don't let me alone, spirit, and I just start writing, and I have flashes of what's going to happen. And it's so it's knowing, like, for instance, the lady that went to Pakistan, Miss Budo, I knew she was going to get murdered. I knew she would not live. I said they will kill her. And it happened. Yeah. I said that when she was getting off the plane or the helicopter, whatever she's on, in Pakistan. I knew she was dead. She'd never lived.
I gave her 6 months or less. When I saw her that evening, I turned around and told Dolly, I said, she's not going to live 6 months.
Well,
so, yeah.
It wasn't even 6 months. I mean.
No. Yeah. I knew.
I knew she was not going to be elected because they would not allow it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
okay.
We're different. But go ahead.
No, you go ahead. What else is on your list?
This year, I used to say, okay, you like 2007 and beyond. This year, they gave me for the headline predictions for 2008 and beyond, Mother Earth and Spirit by Kat Darden. They seem to extend the wording sometimes. And whatever they give me, they usually are pretty accurate. So I have to go along with what they show me or feel. I can feel it.
You said a while ago that some of it was already happening. When you were here that Friday night in early January,
mm-hmm.
I was there to hear Kat's predictions. What part of that has already happened?
Well, like the woman in Pakistan, I knew that. I had predicted that. That was one of my predictions before that came true, before January. And because I knew there wasn't going to be an election, and it wouldn't be legal if it was. I just knew it. And I was trying to see here, because I do it different. Like I started out, all federal, state, and local governments all over the world, all will fall like the house of cards. Secrets will unfold, and it will be fast and with fury. And it will. And truth will start coming out about from way back the 2000 elections on up here in America. And in the tapes that are destroyed, there's always someone keeps something to cover themselves.
Yeah.
And things will, it's just going to get uncovered. Everything will. And,
do you think that will happen after someone dies or someone feels the need to defend themselves or they're trying to draw attention? How do you think
sure
it will happen?
Make sure it's uncovered?
Mm-hmm.
You mean?
How do you think it'll become uncovered?
It'll come, you mean people that die have a part in that? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, do you think their vaults will be opened and tapes will be discovered or do you
yes.
think?
Okay. And I don't think they'll have to die for it to be uncovered.
It'll
because
just
the way the world
out.
Is shifting now. This
okay.
earth is still shifting. And it's causing this crazy weather patterns. You know, the weather is crazy. I can call it better than the newsman.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling you in the morning, Kat.
I'm serious. I mean,
I'm serious too.
Back in April, I said Fort Worth was going to have twin tornadoes, and it happened while I was in Colorado. And my son calls me, and they're over my house, and then they merged and went south. And they were right over my house, but they were twin tornadoes. And I said that before I left here to go to Colorado. I could see it. I knew we were going to have it right here. It happens. I mean, I don't understand how I know. I just know that I know.
You just know that
question.
You know, and that's all that matters.
That's right. And I don't question because they prove themselves right more than me. The human part of who we are is the ones that makes the mistakes, not the spirit.
Ooh, I think. Say that again. I think that's important for people to hear.
The human part of who we are is the one that makes the mistakes, The spirit part of us does not.
So you're saying almost like interpretations. When we try to interpret, we misinterpret?
Yes.
Okay.
When you get yourself in the way and you talk yourself into something, have to talk yourself into something to do something, whether it be a relationship or whatever, you're going to make a mistake. But if you let spirit help you and guide you, you won't make a mistake. No one's 100%. But I'm telling you, you'll be right 9 times out of 10. And if I ever tell you, I'll bet my life on it, or you can take it to the bank, on anything I predict, whether you're a client, personal, or world predictions, I've never been wrong. And I don't mean that bragging, because I'm just a human that's a vessel that relays the message.
Well, you're an important vessel. You said you started doing this about 20 years ago, 20, 25 years ago. How did you wake up one day and think, okay, today I've got to be
Actually, I probably did it all of my life, because I can remember telling my family things. And coming from a very religious background, I didn't talk about it. I thought everybody could go out of the body and see themselves and look down at the world. And when it would happen, my family would tell me, you think you're smart, you think you know everything. Well, it would hurt my feelings because I wanted their approval. But now I don't care what they think. I don't answer to them or anyone else. I'll answer to God. I won't answer to them, because we all have our faults. But I'm very strong in my belief system, but there's, in all religions, things are right. But there's only one spiritualism, and that's between your soul and God.
Okay.
And it's totally different than religion.
Boy, that's true. The spirituality, and we could have a 5-hour discussion or more about
big time.
That.
And they're hard to discuss, because politics and religion is very touchy to some people.
We'll get into politics towards the end of the hour. But right now, what was your most surprising prediction when they started unfolding, when universe started talking to you? What was a surprising one for you, one you didn't expect to get?
Well,
or maybe it was
you know,
the opposite of what you thought.
Truthfully, Elaine, I've known you for a long time, but don't know you, you know what I'm saying. We've worked together. But when I do predictions, and I'm still in awe of things that are shown to me when it happens, I'm going, wow, I can't believe I did that, you know. And I think when I forget to say wow, or it be in awe of the gift that I have, then I think I'm in trouble, because I don't ever want that to be in my way of not being in awe of my gift, because to me it's a gift.
It is a gift, yeah. Sometimes we think of it as a gift. Sometimes it's not, but that's beside the point.
Well, what I do is, what I do is you can't learn. You either can do it or you can't. And when can I give an example about someone's health down there at the show recently?
Sure.
Right quickly?
Sure.
She called me on a Sunday morning, and her blood pressure was in the 40s, and I think Latrell said she does Reiki. I don't even know who she was. And she was worried about it. They'd done an echocardiogram, and the EKG showed her blood pressure was very low, which is very dangerous. And she said she prayed about it. She heard my name, called and got my name and phone number. And she called and wanted to know what I charged on a Sunday, which I usually don't talk or answer the phone on Sunday and Monday. And immediately, I knew she didn't have time to worry about sending me money. And it just came out of my mouth, and I said, you don't have time to send me money. I said, and I'm not God, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to tell you, the reason they haven't found out what's wrong with you, she's supposed to do a stress test on Monday. I said, it's behind your heart, and it's like about the size of my little finger, like two, I don't know if it's valves, because I'm not a doctor, or arteries or what, but it's behind your heart is why they haven't found it. And I said, I think part of it's genetic, and I think part of it is medicine. And she said, can you describe the medicine? Well, I did, and I said, but if I can't tell you what to do because it's your choice, but if you take that stress test tomorrow, you're going to go into cardiac arrest, and they'll have to bring you back. And then that'll be between you and God. And I said, but if I were you, I'd go to the emergency room and insist they do a test where they can look behind your heart. they did. Her and her husband hung up the phone, went to the hospital. They admitted her, did the test for the, they put the dye through your main artery,
uh-huh.
and behind her heart, behind her heart. Now, how I knew it was behind there, I don't know. I just knew it was. It looked different than the front of what I see inside of someone. And to me, these are like, how do you know those things? You know, it's not something you can explain. I was 100% right. They were closed, and it was part of the medicine, and that was one of the side effects. Okay. They said if she, they had to put a stent in, and they said if she had took the stress test on Monday, she would have went into cardiac arrest. So she called me on Thursday, thanked me, and I told her, thank God first, I'll take the second. But how I know, that's how I see things that's going to happen in the world when I start asking. I ask spirit, they show me. And I put down what they show me. And it's like I'm living it at the moment I'm writing it. Like I'm there.
Do you ever feel like you time travel?
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
When I read, I do that. I'm not even aware of my body when I'm doing sessions because I don't feel pain. It's when I come back into my earth person then I know I'm tired or hurting or something. I'm not aware. It sounds crazy.
That's almost like doing what we used to call trance work.
I love it. It's easier to me to go somewhere else and be here.
Let spirit just kind of take over. Yeah.
But they used to. No, I don't allow that. That's not acceptable.
Well, maybe
you have to be in control of spirit.
You have to. I guess because I did trance work for so long, I just stepped aside. I was always there, could see what was going on, but I just.
Exactly.
That was a long time ago. I haven't done that.
But
in a long
I asked for truth, you know, and that's what. I know if I, like I said, if I get my earth things and thoughts in it, then I make a mistake. But when I'm working with spirit and I'm kind of out there, then I get these predictions, and 90% of the time they're right.
So when they start coming through, you just kind of have to be prepared to let them talk until they're through for the time being, and then go about your business, and then if they want
to
keep it
going later.
If I go
to sleep, then I may dream and wake up. I dreamed of a lady that's missing here in Fort Worth, actually, the same dream 3 times in one night. And I knew they had her wrapped up, and they still hadn't found her body, but they did arrest the man that I described to a T. And he's not admitted it, but there's evidence. But she's going to be found, but she won't be like they think.
Gosh.
I'm
sorry?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Where do you think they'll find her? When do you think they'll find her?
I wouldn't be surprised that it's not here in January anytime, because I feel like I didn't dream about her for no reason. One of my black clients goes to church with the woman that's missing, the stepmother, and she called me the next day after that same dream 3 times the same night. It was the same thing, and they had her wrapped, and I knew it was 2 black men, and she's by a gravel pit, and I know that, without a doubt.
We have a caller on line 2, I believe.
Oh, really?
A welcome caller. Hello?
Hello?
Is our caller still there?
There's someone I can hear.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. We couldn't hear you there for a moment, caller. I'm sorry. Who is this?
My name's Keisha.
Keisha, how can we help you, Keisha? This is Kat helping you.
I just had a question. I'm trying to get, like, a newer car. Will I be able to do this stuff?
Kat, go ahead.
About a newer car?
Uh-huh. Will she be able to get one
soon? Aren't you in the process of trying to do that now?
Uh-huh. I'm looking around and stuff.
Well, if you're going to get it, I think you need to get it before the end of January or wait till after February the 15th. But I think you'll get it.
Okay.
Probably in March. Mm-hmm. But that's the other date I gave you is not a good time to buy anything new.
What date?
But the end of January, first part of February.
Okay.
Or wait until March.
You already have one in mind, honey.
Excuse me?
You already have one in mind.
I know.
I know that. You already know.
So just wait a little.
You're waiting
on the
paperwork. Wait a little bit.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. If you don't wait a little bit, you're going to have trouble with that car.
Okay.
Because I know you like the looks of it. Isn't that true?
Okay. Excuse me?
Thank you.
Thank you,
bye.
Keisha, for calling in. Call back and let us know what car you got and when you got it.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
She
already knows
feedback. Which one it is.
Just a matter of waiting for the right day and the right time to
exactly
do the paperwork on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was your most surprising prediction that you got this year, regardless of whether it was government or medical or whatever? What was your most surprising one?
Well, I really feel like they have a cure for some types of cancer, but I don't think they're ready to share that with the world because of the pharmaceutical industry and the doctors, and the doctors are wanting to go to more one-on-one, them owning hospitals, and they're already doing that, but I think it's going to be a failure because they're going to get lawsuits because people, they're not going to be equipped for emergencies. And
well, that's already happening.
It's already happening, and it's going to get bigger, though, because they want a bigger part of the pie. But I feel like the Bhutto lady was one, because it didn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me. And I predicted that the stock market was going to go down. I said it last year, probably around September, something like that it might go up to back to 13.7, but then it would start dropping. And it's just going to continue, and it will. We're in a recession. They just need to admit it.
They need to slap the word on it.
Yes, right.
I think it's
going down.
Yeah, we are. When do you think it'll start coming back up again?
I don't think it's going to come back up like it should for a while, truthfully. I think we're going to have a hard time. And I think the oil's going to go down quicker than Saudi Arabia and all the other countries want to believe. And when it does, it'll bottom out. And you can make energy, but you cannot make water, and that's going to be the next big investment in this country, in this world.
I have been telling people, I've been telling my clients for 10 years, I know.
Me too.
Who owns the water. Who owns the water is going to own the world.
That's
everybody
true.
Used to think whoever owned the communication lines was the one who controlled the world.
That's
and
not
in a sense, it was there for a while, but the bottom line is water.
Water. They can't make water.
Nope. I've been telling people for years, invest in anything that has anything to do with water. Bottling
water company. Exactly.
Anything. Yeah.
Because water's going to be bigger than all ever thought of being. It's going to be such a commodity. Anything that's mined or that's coming out of the ground, food shortage because of there's going to be a shortage in anything like that, and it's going to go sky high because the seeds and stuff that we plant aren't going to be even healthy. And I do think
we have a caller on line 3, Kat. I'm sorry. We'll go back to that in just a second. We're talking about food seeds. Welcome, caller. What is your first name?
Sharon.
Barely hear you, Sharon. Can you talk just a little louder?
I'm Sharon.
Sherry or Sharon? I'm sorry.
Sharon.
Thank you.
That's getting better. Thank you. Welcome. Did you have a question for Kat or a comment?
Well, I just want to know, is she doing reading?
I'm sorry. I didn't either. There's a lot of static. Try that again, hon.
Is she doing reading for the year?
Oh, well, not for the whole year, but if you have a particular question or two,
that's
she'll
what
be
I do
glad
professionally.
To help.
Mm-hmm. Tell me anything about I find new employment this year?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I find new employment this year.
Find new employment this year. Will she find new employment this year?
Aren't you looking for something different than what you were doing?
Oh, I was looking for full-time, just doing part-time.
Okay. Something different than what you were doing?
Not really, just office work.
I know, but I feel like it'll be different than what you've been doing, the way you have been doing what you do. I think you will, but you're going to have to do get out there and hustle because too many people need jobs. And I do feel like you're going to get a job, yes, this year, and you probably have a job already, but I think you're going to be offered a job doing something different that you may have to take some kind of class in. Or you're going to want to take a class.
Do you know what it is?
Well, I think that's coming up between now and April. So that's up to you whether you take it or not. But I think it would be worth your time to look into it.
Okay.
And quit worrying about it so much. Name it and claim it and say, thank you, God, for giving it to me.
Pardon me?
You need to name it and claim it. Don't name anything negative. You're claiming it when you do that. You have to believe without doubt. And it's hard sometimes, but you can do that.
Were you planning on going back to school towards the end of 08, like in the late summer, early fall?
Well, not really. I don't have the money.
I see books in front of you.
I think this is going to be something where you work will offer you to take a class.
Yeah, I do too.
I was taking classes with the government for computer lessons.
But this is something to do with your job, and they'll offer you more classes.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. By the end of the summer, you'll be really doing well. And Kat had told you in April something was happening. And that's just the beginning of an upward climb for you.
Exactly.
So hang in there. Yeah, hang in there. Keep those resumes going out. I think you're going to be surprised at what you're going to be offered. Pleasantly surprised.
And try to stab that depressed date.
Well, I'm not getting any younger. I'm just,
age is just a number. You can do a lot of things, but you have to believe you can.
Don't let age become your attitude.
Because that's an excuse to not have.
You're going to be fine. Just
you will
have
be.
Faith in yourself. Yeah, just have faith in yourself and hang in there and keep your eyes and your ears open. By the end of the summer, things are going to be so much better for you. So much better. And you're preparing yourself for that now. So just hang in there.
Have faith and good luck.
Okay,
good
thank
luck
you very
to you,
much.
Sweetie. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Let us know how you're doing.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Elaine also said gold was going to go sky high.
Uh-huh.
And, last year I didn't get to do them because I lost a son in around Christmas, which I predicted also, and out of my four sons. But I predicted that gold and all the metals would go sky high, and they are. They're going to go even higher.
They're terrible.
Gold was like $900 an ounce.
That goes right back to anything out of the ground.
That's right, back to anything that's coming out of the ground. That includes our wood and stuff. It's going up every day. Your food, everything is going to go high because of everything else, it's a domino effect. So investing overseas is good for those countries, and that's the only way you're going to make any money right now, but it's going to hurt us in the end. Already is. And I'm going to say it point blank, we're in bed with the dragon, and China owns America right now. And that part I don't like.
And that's a scary thought, but they're very patient people. They're very patient people.
Who?
And the Chinese.
Yeah,
they're
I
very
know.
Patient.
I know.
And they'll do it financially and so on and so forth. But okay, what? So none of your predictions surprised you?
They don't because I see them. So it's part of my everyday life. It's like breathing to me because this is all I do. And I did have an experience with a captain that came here, and he worked for a private company, and they're buying, I think it's 747s, it's the double-decker planes that need repair, and I do feel like the terrorist is working on trying to hit 5 to 7 different places in America, like Israel, Britain, all at the same time. And I do feel like kind of like another 9/11, but it'll be like from A to B in America and A to C, like in Israel, but they want them to coincide to hit and land at the same time.
And which is what working they were trying to do the first time.
Yeah, but this time it'll be other than just America, and it's going to hit the countries that's helped us. And they're working on the timing as we speak. In fact, I know for a fact that this person is buying these planes, and he lives in Florida, and he's from Afghanistan, and he's paying cash for these airplanes. And they're under the radar.
You know, it looks like that alone would
up red flags.
Red flags, yeah. Paying cash for
even if I went and told the government, do you think they'd believe me? They wouldn't want to believe me. They wouldn't want to believe me about 9/11. But it happened. The night the morning it happened, I woke up and turned on the TV and I watched the second plane hit the World Trade Center. And I'd been seeing it a year and a half before it happened. And even pointed to a picture of a young man that worked for American Airlines. And I have proof of everything I have said that would be on one of those planes. And because this young man, he was from Japan, brought me a picture of he and three of his buddies that were flight attendants for American. And the young man I pointed to in that picture was on one of the planes that hit the World Trade Center. And he brought me back that tape 2 years ago. And he was on that plane. And asked me how I know. Again, I can't explain how I know. I just know. And
you get the information.
Yeah.
I wish there was some way for us to, as practitioners, to file our predictions with the government. So they could, you know, at least if two or three people
what would they have to lose?
Information,
what would they have to lose?
Nothing. You know, and if you dreamed it or saw it, you know, I've had other practitioners say they got some version of it, you know, right up to the night before. You know, it looks like if there was a registry.
I started seeing it a year and a half before.
Yeah, and it looks like if there was a registry of some sort, if they kept getting this information like a dozen times or whatever, they'd at least pay attention to the ones that they would get multiples on.
The thing of it is the government won't. They don't want to think someone else knows more than they do. And the thing of it is, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. It matters who, what you see. And if it happens, then be aware and what you do about it. And if they had warnings, they just didn't listen.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
It is. And I agree with you. I think they should listen to, you know, and they could test me. I don't care because I have nothing to hide. Anytime they want to, and I can back up anything I say because I have people that will gladly, like the guy brought me back the tape, so I would have it in my possession of when I did his reading that time at my home. He flew in from San Francisco to see me. I read two of his female friends from Japan, and they that work for American, and then they thought I was talking about him, and he came and brought a picture. And that was a year and a half before it happened, but I kept seeing it. And the more it got close to 2001, when I said it in January 2001, I said New York, Washington, D.C., L.A., and the U.S. embassies would be under attack in 2001. And
do you see any of that for 2008 anywhere? Well, anywhere.
I think a lot of it's happening now on a lower scale and no one's saying anything. It's not going to be brought out publicly. I think it's on a smaller scale. And I also think that, there's always, they think, you know, there's a lot of people are too scientific thinking, and especially like doctors, for instance. And, I mean, if a doctor, you go tell a doctor, I told you that your heart is behind your heart, they think you're crazy. You know, how would someone like me know that? Well, I don't know, but I do know that I did know. And if you're proved right, how can they prove me wrong? But it's kind of like the air, Elaine. You can feel the air. but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can know it can be deadly. It can feel good on a hot day. But, you know, on a cold day, you can see your breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Briefly. And it's gone. And we all breathe the same color of breath. And people need to get over this anger and stuff that the world's in. Everybody's angry. They're going somewhere in a hurry, and they don't even know where they're going or why they're angry. But they are. It's because the world has shifted, and they don't even know what's going on.
All they know is what?
I heard a man. Did someone?
Seth, are you there?
I'm here.
No. Seth is not here. You heard a man what?
I thought I heard a man.
No, that was backlog.
Okay.
Go ahead. I forgot what I was going to ask you. Shoot. But none of your predictions had the type of 9/11 stuff happening in 08.
I think that it will be attempted before the year's out because they've been working on it for about 2 or 3 years now to get the timing down. It's just hard to get that timing because they will all start from the same point. And all this is under the radar because they're paying cash for these planes from Afghanistan. And Bin Laden, I'm going to say it again, he's dead. I do not feel that man on this earth. And I think our government knows it, and if they ever admitted it, then people would be more angry. But I don't feel him here. I think they're training his son, but I do not feel that man alive. We had no problem finding Saddam. And I predicted that war, too, before we went to it. Even before 2000 election. So.
Yep, that one was a nasty one.
Yep, it was.
One we're going to be paying for a long time.
Long time. Long time. I do think they're going to start trying to go with, which I already know they do it in our animals, the computer chips. And they're going to target parents with children so that they can find their children because that's an easy target. To keep track of your child if someone takes your child. Because any parent would want to know who takes their child. And I know they do it in animals already, in soldiers and stuff like that. And I think that's going to be mandatory one of these days. Anytime.
I do too. I'm glad you brought that up. I had a discussion with one of my clients about that not long ago, about a year ago, I guess.
Really?
About tracking devices, yeah.
Totally. They already do anyway, because I said 4 years before it came out that they were downloading our phones and the government was listening to our conversations, and I said it every year, and everybody thought I was crazy, but it came out that I was right. And I said, I tried to tell y'all 4 years ago. Nobody wanted to believe me.
I think there's a lot more tracking that goes on
in
observation than we realize.
Totally. They're working on something through your TV now. That's why the change for 2009.
The HD stuff?
Yes.
What they're calling the HD stuff?
Yes.
I don't understand all that stuff.
I don't either. I just know that it will have something to do with being able to know what's going on in everybody's home.
And that's a little...
And honey, with a satellite, if they can read your driving license number 20 feet up, why can't they do that?
Oh, yeah. The technologies that...
Oh, yeah. But that's why the satellites are in the sky.
The technologies are amazing, and there's some technology that the general public doesn't even know exists out there.
Exactly.
Just amazing.
And with this Uranus and Neptune in Pisces for so many years, that's why we're having all these water and mudslides and all this stuff. It's either going to be feast or famine, and it'll be sudden, unexpected, and fast and furious, and it's going to be that way with everything. I mean, you think it, the next thing you know, within 2 to 3 hours or days, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen
fast. Maybe that's why more and more people are starting to can and put things in jars. And
well, they better do it.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that people like Whole Foods and Central Markets, they're now teaching canning classes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and what my mother
many years
called
ago.
Jarring. Yeah, jarring cats. We did that as
I
kids.
I have my
you know?
my mother and dad's big canner, because I was the only one out of the kids that did that, and I already know how to do all that, and I have it. And I intend to make me a larger garden in my backyard. And people, we need to do that and get good seeds while you can, because you won't always be able to get good seeds.
You brought that up a minute ago, and we had that call. The quality of our food is on a downslide.
Totally.
And it's
totally.
Because of the,
you can't even
yeah.
trust what you eat.
Yeah,
or where it
scary.
Came from.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost control of anything because of the government wanting to hear everything we're doing and saying. And they're listening to too many people have access to everybody's business now. And
boy,
there's
true.
Always people there that will misuse it the wrong way.
What other predictions do you want to bring up tonight? Worldwide, local, politics, medical?
Well, I think celebrities. I said poor little Britney Spears. If somebody doesn't step in, I do think that she will be the next Anna Nicole, and people are saying that now. And she's on a downhill slide, and I don't even think she realizes it.
No.
And I think Senator Kennedy has health problems and is probably working on an accident or a heart attack. I think he's kind of going through that cycle that he went through several years ago when he had an accident. And I think Karl Rove will be, I'm going to say this, and I may be totally wrong, but I think even after this election this year, there could be the world governments that can come together and try to go after our president, which he thinks he is above anything, for war crimes in the next few years. Don't be surprised. I mean,
you heard that
we,
first
do, it to,
here,
we
folks,
do it to other countries, don't we?
That's true. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland, and my guest tonight is Kat Darden. Darden. Kat doesn't have a website, but she's working on one. But in the meantime, Kat, would you like to share the phone number that folks can reach you to make appointments with you?
Yes, and I'm on Texas time, so y'all need to remember that, Central time.
Central Standard.
Yes, and it's 817, area code 232-8272. And
that's
I do phone readings.
Code, yeah, area code 817. 232-8272, and yes, she does phone readings, but she is in the Fort Worth area, and it's worth a flight if you're coming that way to see her in person.
But I can do it on the phone just as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and Billy Graham, I think he could pass, by the way.
Who?
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bless his heart.
Well, I just, you know, he and his wife are soaking, he's not well, and I think he could pass. And I think Elizabeth Taylor she could pass this year, actually. And I think there's going to be changes with the Pope in the next couple of years, sudden changes that will just, I don't know if it's due to his health or something, but it'll be something sudden, unexpected, and he needs to be careful himself. Oh, and I think Castro and Cuba, I don't think he'll never come back in power. And I don't think he'll live long. And I don't think he'll know it for a while.
You know, I'm surprised he is still alive. I really...
Well, they don't really show him. They show reruns of him. But they wouldn't want us to know he's gone yet. And I do think O.J. Simpson will go to jail for this time.
I do too.
And in fact, he's back in jail.
I knew when he walked out the first time that he'd be back. Something
the day would come. It's called, you know, what goes around comes around. In fact, it's domino. I do think he'll pass this year. In fact, my son, there's a story about him a long time ago when I was young, but he was here in Fort Worth. And but my son said something about music had changed and recently, and I said, I'm glad you said that because that's one of my predictions. I know he lost his house in the hurricane with Katrina, which I predicted that also, that it would wipe out. And Florida is next. All of our coastlines are in danger.
Florida, California, even parts of Texas, yeah.
Yes, and even New York. And for several years, I've seen the Statue of Liberty halfway underwater. And I used to think it was an earthquake, but I think it could be. They had one actually recently, a light one. But there are going to be earthquakes, and they're going to be more powerful because have you noticed lightning is closer to the earth now?
I haven't, but
that's why so many people are getting struck by lightning.
We got hit twice when I lived in Grand Prairie. In 1 week, we got hit in the same spot in the backyard.
It can happen. And it's just closer, you know.
Yeah, we had a big hole in the backyard. Anyway, you were saying?
I was just trying to see who all I put down here. I think there's going to be some stuff come out about Karl Rove, which he's the one that rigged the elections. And I think he's all of a sudden out of undercover trying to do some things, but he'll get caught if he does this time because he's going to be being watched. The world has slowed down, actually, but even though time has speeded up, and it's like losing control of gravity, and it's causing these earth changes like it's shaking on its axis. And I think California and Japan are due a big earthquake, and I think there's going to be certain volcanoes, even like in Hawaii, that are going to start erupting again. And it's like the earth is out of balance, and we've taken too much from here, and it's shifted, and it's not going to be the same. It never will be the same. The air don't even feel the same to me, if you think about it.
It's interesting that you would say that. We were talking about that today at lunch.
Really?
Myself and two other practitioners, we were talking about quality of air, and then we got to thinking, and Chris was saying, no, it's not just the quality of the air, it's the air.
The air is different. It's heavy. Mm-hmm. It's not just the global warming. The air is different than it used to be. It don't feel the same.
Do you feel it when you walk through it? It's almost
yes.
like it touches you.
Yes.
I feel
it's
it
different.
On my skin more.
It's different.
Yeah.
Totally. And if you're sensitive to those things, then you would automatically pick that up. But a lot of people don't even know what they're looking for because majority of people in life or go through life looking for a relationship or your job or whatever to make your life better. And we make it difficult, but like I said, being the human part of who we are instead of being more into the spirit part. And my life is, I am so blessed, except my sons keep me humble. And I think something has to keep you grounded sometime. Because with my gift, I don't want my ego to ever get in the way, ever. And it is a gift to me to know things.
What
like
else
that
would
woman's
you like
heart.
To,
pardon
like
me?
That, yeah. You say
and
it's
I
for
love,
life.
I love helping people. I love letting them know we have more than one choice to change your life. And you can do that.
With that in mind, let me give your phone number again for people to reach you. 1-817-232-8272. Simple number, 817-232-8272. Our bbsradio.com numbers for you to call in to talk to Kat this evening is worldwide 877-489-6350. If you live in the U.S. or Canada, your number to call is 1-888-288-4494. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, and this is Kat Darden visiting with us about predictions for 2008. Pick another prediction and share it with us off of your list.
Well, I was looking on, was talking about spirit things and the battle of religion and God and whose God is right is going to be tested more than ever. And you can't turn the TV on without that already. Our values. There will be changes in values from materialism to inward enlightenment with either intense anger, which we know. Everybody's angry just about that you know. And people will not know where the anger comes from or unbelievable love and caring for one another. They'll do one or the other. There will not be a gray or a middle. Our freedoms are being taken away and more will be taken if we do not take a stand for ourselves. We can expect further government control. Ask yourself why we, quote, as Christians, aren't standing up for the truth and demanding truth instead of just, okay, so that's another thing they took away from us. If you don't take a stand, we'll lose everything. And we have to do this together as a one. And we can do that. We have to believe we can do that.
For about 2 years now, I've been telling people, and I didn't know why, I've been telling people, you need to do your travel within the next 5 to 10 years. Make that list and go wherever you've always dreamed of going. Get a passport. I've been telling people that for 2 years now at least. Get a passport. And I didn't know why. And it just became more and more intense. People would ask me why, and I'd say, well, because I'm not sure whether it's going to be harder for Americans to travel outside of the country or whether it's going to be hard for us to get into and possibly out of other countries. It doesn't matter. Just do it.
Well,
and
it's both.
And a couple of nights ago, I heard on the TV something about even really soon we were going to have passports to even get on a plane to go from one state to the next.
That's true.
And that's because of terrorist stuff. Well, but before that, what, a year ago, you had to have, suddenly had to have a passport to even go to Mexico?
Yeah.
And
but just went into effect.
Right, so that must be what I was picking up all this time. I just didn't get a real clear picture about what it was.
Well,
you
can't just get on with your driving license anymore. You're going to have that
right.
passport.
You're going to have
either
a passport.
Either with your thumbprint or something.
Mm-hmm. And
like
I,
you do your
I
driving license.
When I saw that on the evening news, I just about dropped my teeth. I thought, oh, okay.
Well, but it's true. It's happening.
It's already
as
happening.
As we speak. Mm-hmm. And people that get out of this country are having a hard time getting in the country, unless you're in the government.
So, folks, if you're going to travel, be doing it now. Be doing it
well,
now. We've got about 5 or 6 more minutes, so for you folks,
you know what,
here,
Elaine? People need to realize that it's dangerous for Americans to go to some places unless you have a bodyguard or something. And people, if you want to travel, you better do it now because those days are numbered. To get in and out of the United States, I don't care how long you've lived here.
Even now, if you travel to some place, I have friends that are doing. You know, so rates are so much less expensive this time of year for some countries. And they're already making arrangements with companies that are acting as drivers and bodyguards.
Exactly.
Like they're
well, I have a friend, her husband's an FBI at the White House, and with the nuclear plants, and they are not guarded like they need to be. And when she goes, she travels all over the world. And but she has her own bodyguards that go with her simply because of him, but not everybody can afford that. But he's an FBI out of the White House, so he has that privilege of having those bodyguards for his wife.
I just think it's a good idea. I don't care how many times you've been to a country.
I agree.
To have someone who's a citizen of that country with you that knows the lay of the land. And
I agree.
But
you got to be careful, and you have to be sure you get someone you can trust even out that lives there.
Right. And there are companies now, security guard kind of companies, that are being created all over the United States, all over the world for these purposes. I have a gentleman that was here just today. He's going to Scotland to do business and play some golf, as he said. And he has a driver the whole time he's there.
Exactly. I'm going to say watch out for revolutions, chaos, separation, and rebellion. And this is all over the country. It's not just in America. It's going to be everywhere. And all you have to do is turn on the news, and it's happening. Accidents, the revealing of hidden things, secrets that come out. This war will never be over. These wars will never be over.
Not to change the subject, but why do you think Africa has been so hit with so much? And bless their hearts.
Well,
that country, it's just like it's under somebody's permanent black cloud.
I think because they were so poor for so long, and they got into, no one's running the country except people that's crooked, and they need, it's chaotic over there, you know? And it's really sad because look at all the money Oprah put in that school, and bad things happen. It's not always how much money you have. It's who you pick to run your country or whatever. But I think it's trying, they call it ethnic cleansing. I just feel like that our world is, everybody feels like their life is chaotic right now all over the world. And, like, I don't feel like there's a time. There's not a time. You may go to bed at a certain time, but it's like time don't matter anymore. And it's just, it continues. I just feel like Africa's at a bad place, and it needs some good leadership and someone to step up. And but who? We can't do it. Not now. We can't, even though they're going to start the draft again. They'll have to. But we're being tested right and left.
Boy,
so,
when they start that draft again, you talk about people rebelling. That may be
one. Oh, it's going to be bad.
You can't.
It's
we have a few
bad.
More minutes, public, if you want to call in. We've got about two more minutes for you to call in and talk to Kat. If you don't catch her on the line tonight, you can catch her at 1-817-232-8272. Visionary consultant Kat Darden from Central Texas. Let me give you our numbers quickly one more time. Worldwide, 877-489-6350, and if you're in the U.S. or Canada, please call 1-888-288-4494. We have time for one more of your favorite predictions.
Oh, you should have told me that before I laid them down. Okay. You see,
we
you caught me off guard. I don't know about down there, but up here they're drilling gas wells in my backyard practically in town. And there's going to be, and they're drilling them so fast. We're talking gas, because
yeah,
we're under a big gas.
Tough.
Yeah, and there are explosions, and there's going to be a lot of lawsuits about all this stuff, because it's killed people, and they're trying to not let that be known. You can have a whole neighborhood with total electric homes, and it gets in your sewer line, and it blows up your neighborhood. And they're drilling them fast, and so they're going to get all these lawsuits and all the money they're making. They're not going to get to enjoy that. It's what's going around come around. It's that thing that if you whatever you put out, you're going to get back, and it's going to come back quicker than they think. And I think metals, anything that you that, like I said, water is so important. I can't stress it strong enough, you know. But it's just crazy because the other foreign countries are buying us up, even our world banks, and we just have to be strong and have faith and stick together.
And stick together. United front.
Yes.
Folks, we have to sign off, but tonight Kat Darden was with me. This is Elaine Ireland. You've been going global for spirit on bbsradio.com, the number one worldwide Internet talk radio network on the planet. And thank you so much, public, for being with us. Kat, thank you. Please plan on coming back later in the year, and we'll do a whole other subject.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You continue to get healthy, girlfriend. Thank
oh, I
you
am.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, world, for being with us. Don't forget to share a smile this week. Come join me next week. Next week we will have, who will we have next week? We will have Joe Nichols. Join us next week with Joe Nichols. Thank you so much. Good night, Kat. Good night, world.
What's up, everybody?
State of Man. I'm John.
This is James.